What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, Word Nerds. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Get right into it. Next word, or the first one for today, is abscond. From the Latin abscondere, to hide away, which combines abs and condere, to store up, conceal. And it says more at the word condiment. Interesting. Circa 1578, to depart secretly and hide oneself. Absconder is the noun. Next we have abseil, A-B-S-E-I-L. It's from the, I'm guessing G means German. Abseilen, A-B-S-E-I-L-E-N. From ab, down. Oh, ab, which means down or off, and sail, capital S-E-I-L, which means rope. 1941, chiefly British form, it means synonym is rappel. And maybe going forward, I will actually give the etymology afterwards, because sometimes I think it might make a little bit more sense. Next word is absence, A-B-S-E-N-C-E. Noun, number one, the state of being absent. Number two, the period of time that one is absent. Number three, synonyms are want and lack, as in an absence of detail. Number four, inattention to present surroundings or occurrences, as in absence of mind. Next is absent. We have three different entries for absent. First one is adjective. Number one, not present or attending. Synonym is missing. Number two, not existing, lacking, as in danger in a situation where power is absent. That's from M.H. Triton or Triton. Number three, lost in thought, not attentive. Synonym, see abstracted. And an adverb is absently. Okay, etymology for the word absent. It is Middle English from Anglo-French, from the Latin absent or absens, which is of the word abesse, A-B-E-S-S-E, which means to be absent, which is combining ab plus esse, E-S-S-E, which means to be. And you can see more at the word is, I-S. Next entry for absent is to keep oneself away. Third entry for absent is a preposition from 1944. In the absence of, without is a synonym. Next we have absentee, noun from 1605, one that is absent. A proprietor that lives away from his or her estate or business. B, one missing from work or school. Next is absentee ballot, noun from 1889, a ballot submitted as by mail in advance of an election by a voter who is unable to be present at the polls. I strongly suggest at your next election that if there is a chance that you can't vote on election day, please fill out an absentee ballot. I was going to do mine for the 2018 midterms, but I ended up being able to go on election day, so I didn't even need to. Next, absenteeism, Noun from 1829. 1. Prolonged absence of an owner from his or her property. Number 2. Chronic absence, as from work or school. Also, the rate of such absence. Next is absent-minded. Adjective from 1829. 1. Lost in thought and unaware of one's surroundings or actions. Synonym is preoccupied. Also, given to absence of mind. Number 2. Indicative of or resulting from preoccupation or absence of mind. Synonym says see abstracted. Absent-mindedly is an adverb. Absent-mindedness is a noun. Next we have absent without leave. Adjective from 1793. Absent without authority from one's place of duty in the armed forces. Next we have absinthe. A-B-S-I-N-T-H-E. Also spelled without the E at the end. From 1612. 1. Wormwood is a synonym. Next, number 2. A green liqueur which is flavored with wormwood, anise, and other aromatic herbs, and commercial production of which is banned in many countries for health concerns. Also, a liqueur resembling absinthe. I have heard many stories about, you know, absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. Absinthe makes you see a green fairy, makes you hallucinate. They talked about this a little bit in the movie Moulin Rouge. I've never had it. I don't really think much of that is true. If you have too much, maybe you might, but I don't know. But I'd be curious to try it. Although I'm not a huge fan of anise, so I probably won't love it. Do I read this next one? It is a very long description, and I think I'll just leave it for next time. Thank you for listening. You can email me at dictionarypod@gmail.com, or you can tweet @dictionarypod. Thank you, and good night.